USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says about a third of Americans are struggling to pay their bills as rising prices eat away at pocketbooks. LendingTree says 32% of adults haven't paid a bill on time in the last 6 months. Those surveyed say they fell behind on a variety of payments, including their credit card bill. North Korea says recent missile launches were tactical nuclear drills simulating attacks on South Korea. State media saying the drills were in response to joint U.S.-South Korea military drills and the deployment of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region. They reportedly simulated attacks on the South ports, airports, and military command facilities. A new report out is highlighting the probability of more interest rate hikes. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Another interest rate increase is in the sights of the inflation-fighting Federal Reserve. Investors, after the September payrolls report, were pricing in a more hawkish outlook for the Fed's likely rate increase in November. The CME FedWatch tool showed an 82.3% probability of a 75 basis point increase.
Thousands of Americans convicted of federal marijuana possession were pardoned by President Joe Biden last week. Appearing on Fox Business, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson believes this move won't aid the president in the midterms.
Whenever you're looking at a problem of crime, they would look to the president for a solution for violent crime in our cities, sending a message. We're not going to be releasing people that have been arrested for a violent crime, release them back into our street.
Federal services and offices are closed today in observance of Columbus Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A shooting took place Sunday outside New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin's house while his teenage daughters were home alone. Congressman Zeldin tells Fox and Friends that the incident outside his home is just another in the long list of criminal activity across New York.
Unfortunately for New Yorkers, this wasn't the only story yesterday. And you're also reading about somebody else who got stabbed on a New York City subway, somebody else who got slashed in the East Village.
Authorities in Suffolk County say the event was gang-related and not a targeted attack on the congressman. As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, a Russian spokesman is making an announcement regarding a bridge linking Crimea and Russia.
Russia says the bridge linking Crimea to Russia is now partially open to light traffic after the explosion that collapsed sections of the rail and road supply route for Russian troops in southern Ukraine. In an interview with the BBC, Ukrainian MP Oleksiy Goncharenko said more than a bridge has been damaged.
The bridge is not destroyed, but damaged, but the image of Putin is destroyed.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is keeping the door open for a possible run for the White House. The Republican promoting her new book this weekend in Myrtle Beach and saying she'll wait and see regarding 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.